Oh God, take our minds and think to them, take our lips and speak to them, and take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Growing up, this time of the year meant this. If it rained during the week, my parents both did, neither one of them had to work on the weekends or late Friday night. So Thursday was spent getting everything ready in the evenings, packing the car, packing the camper to go to the lake. Friday, as soon as they got home, didn't matter if it was 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock, where everybody loaded up, some of us in the pickup, some of us in the car, we would pull the boat and the camper to Lake Wilson. 90-mile trip. From there, we would set up that night. My dad would hurry up and get the camper set up, and then he would go unload the boat because he says, I want to go night fishing, and I'm going to catch a bunch of fish. So we would load up the boat, and everybody get in the boat, go out and night fish until about 3 o'clock in the morning. Then we would get up at 6 o'clock to go out and fish some more while my mom made breakfast. Then she'd get on the CB radio on the camper, call us from the boat, and say, come eat breakfast. So we'd come in and eat breakfast, and by that time, finally, everybody's starting to feel a little exhausted, except for who? The three boys. The three boys would say, Dad, I want to go skiing. It's hot out, so let's go water ski. So we'd get in the boat, and we'd water ski until, about 5 o'clock, and then time to eat supper, and then go back and fish again. And then night fish until 3 o'clock again, Sunday morning, repeat, until sundown. 8:30, 9 o'clock. Then load up everything, drive back to Pawnee Rock, Kansas, 90 miles away, and not even start to unpack because everybody had to work at 7 in the morning. And then the work week would start, and then the weekend would hit, and we would repeat. Doesn't sound like a good Sabbath, does it? After all, we were cooking. We were out doing things. We were busy, 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 and we were running around. And we were exhausted by the weekend to go to work and be exhausted again. Yesterday, we woke up to no electricity. How many of you woke up to no electricity? Yep. Until about noon. And I'm thinking to myself, what a great Sabbath. Can't cook. Can't do anything, can't run the air conditioner, nothing. But at the same time, everybody was out cleaning up their yards and doing other things. And if you look at what the gospel lesson is saying about the Sabbath and what the Old Testament said about the Sabbath, it seemed more like do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And then you've celebrated or you recognize the Sabbath. And what Jesus is saying is, that's not what the Sabbath is about. The Sabbath is about finding refuge, about finding rest in God. It's about finding that relief from the work week and the busyness and all the things that go along in this human life to focus on something heavenly, to focus on Him. Did you know that this is not the Sabbath? Saturday is really the Sabbath. In year 321, Constantine, on March 7th, said, we're going to separate. You Christians can celebrate your risen Lord on Sunday, and Jewish community, you celebrate the Sabbath on Saturday, and that's how it began. So here we are on Sunday, worshiping God and last night. But at the same time, it's not a matter of the day of the week. The Sabbath really means to end, to stop. And it's to mean to rest. We need to find our refuge in God. We need to find where He is. We need to pause from earthly things and listen to Him. And think about Him. And pray with Him. And ask Him to be part of our lives. Ask Him to be in our lives. Ask Him to influence our lives so we can feel rejuvenated for the week to come. When I was working on my master's degree, I did a study, and my master's is in organizational leadership. And what I was trying to figure out from a leadership perspective, why people are so willing to volunteer their time on things that are to improve the community or improve somebody's life. And they do that on the weekend, and they show up early, and they stay late, they clean up, and all of this stuff, they take care of it all. But when it comes to Monday morning, some people will show up late to work and leave early on something they get paid to do. Maybe it's their vocation. Maybe they went for training, and they do that Monday through Friday, and then the weekend comes, and then they're at it volunteering early and staying late again. And I wanted to try to figure out why that is. Why is it that people do that? What's that behavior? What's the driver? And as I did my surveys and I put all this analysis to it, it comes back that people feel like rewarded. They feel important. They feel refreshed. They might have worked very hard through that weekend, harder than they would have Monday through Friday, but they feel refreshed because they stepped away from what was happening every day of their life, and now they're volunteering for something for good. The goodness inside their hearts are moving them. And that's what they were driving for, and that's what they hold on to, and that's what they talk about through the weekend. A lot of people will do fun runs. How many people do fun runs because it's for a good cause, right? We don't just go do fun runs. Some people would say that's an oxymoron. We do them for a good cause. We give some money and we go, we do this, and we raise money that way. We do Harley, my wife and I do a Harley ride every once in a while for kids that don't have money for surgeries. And we raise, the work where I work, we're up to $2 million every year now that we're raising for these kids. And it's just something that makes us feel good about ourselves. And we're doing good in the community. And the reason that is because God lives in us every day of our lives. He's in us. I'm in the middle of reading a book. I'm halfway through. And the title of it, Saints Who Battled Satan. And Ignatius wrote, when he was battling Satan, wrote, God, where were you? I asked God where he was when Satan was tempting me and was there and trying to get me to waver from God. And I asked God where he was. And he opened up the heavens and said, I was there all the time. That's how you knew good from bad. That's how you knew right from wrong. He's in us all the time. We need to take time out. Either it's Saturday, either it's Sunday, either it's Monday afternoon, or it's Monday at noon, or Monday evening, whatever the time is, and find a Sabbath to stop the work and the noise and listen to him. Listen to what he has to say with him. Think and meditate on heavenly things. If it's not a whole day like the Sabbath or a whole day like Sunday, let it be hours here and there throughout the week. Let it refresh your soul. Let God come forward. Let the goodness come forward in your heart and in your mind. Because only that is when we are refreshed to take on the week, the work week, the busyness, all the things that we have to do. In that, we find goodness. In that, we can find goodness even in our mundane work, not just the things that we volunteer for. Back to our story, when we were out fishing and doing all the things, the most peaceful time during that whole summer is in the evenings from about 10 p.m. until 3 a.m., sitting on a boat, just the lanterns, kind of drifting back and forth, just having a calm conversation with dad, brothers, catching a few fish, but just relaxing and being in that moment. Be in a moment where you can find God reach out and touch you. Let him come forward in your hearts. Amen.